Blog Talk Radio.
Again, Monday. Freedom, freedom, fries, freedom, fall, freedom, good. I'm your host, moderator, of course, this is the Sports Lines. I got my man, Mr. Lumatic. What's up, bro?
Free agency madness continues.
And some interesting moves you got to get into, talk about. Hey, if we was to bet on who was going to win the NBA Finals today, I mean, wouldn't it be a foregone conclusion at this particular point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, it'd be the Lakers.
Yeah, right. They're going to really do something with who they signed, which was Roy Hibbert. But in bigger news, I mean, we practically said it, and, you know, two big acquisitions taken on by the San Antonio Spurs, and, of course, LaMarcus Aldridge signs with them, along with David West from the Indiana Pacers as well. And Ginobili's coming back. Listen, why don't we go ahead and give him the title right away? This is not even going to be funny, right? It's like, who really? I mean, look at what the Spurs did last season. And at one particular point, they looked like the best team, kind of coasted their way in and allowed the Clippers to put them out of there, knock them out, you know, give them the kibosh. But then now, you bring two players of this magnitude to the roster, Aldridge and Duncan on the floor at the same time. Can you imagine that? That's going to be sickening. So, you know, Parker at point guard, Kawhi Leonard. Listen, man, this is ugly. You can probably even make an argument, go ahead and put West in there as a starter. So, particularly, you know, this is pretty hideous for the rest of the NBA. And I don't know what to even make of this, man, what to even say. Outside of, man, they look pretty good going into next season. I think you have to give a little bit of props to the defending champions in Golden State, which they'll be pretty good, and they might be a little bit better. But listen, you're not going to be this good. And that's all that needs to happen. Yeah. All that they're going to do is learn how to mess with one another and make it happen. My bad. Go, Lou. My bad.
Yeah, they'll definitely do that. And also, speaking of Golden State, I don't think David Lee would be back with them.
You know, he kind of faded out toward the end there, and I was very surprised because, you know, what he did in the regular season was somewhat of, you know, impressive to me. I thought he looked pretty solid through the middle of the season, and then, I don't know, when it got towards the playoffs, he just kind of faded away. So, very typical of what necessarily has been going on with them. Doesn't look too good, my man. Doesn't look too good at all, so.
Yeah. Spurs are definitely the favorite. I mean, when the Spurs have not been the favorite, actually. Every season, they always manage to win, like, over 50 games each season.
That's true. I mean, you did have, I think this season, the only time you don't really make them the favorite is if they win the championship. Because they haven't won anything back-to-back ever in their history of winning championships. They have five, and each of those five have been in alternate years. So if they don't win it the year, if they win it one year, the next year you can go ahead and bet against them. But if they don't win it the year before, then you got to watch out. That's when you got to really, you know, be real to yourself. Be like, okay, it's probably coming, and we don't want to see it, but it's going to happen.
And now nobody can put age as a factor with the Spurs anymore.
Yeah, they have a pretty solid team, and you know enough. I don't know how old Tim Duncan is going to stay, but listen, over the past two or three seasons, Tim has been in somewhat the best condition that he's ever been in, right? In reality,
yeah.
I mean, you look at him size-wise, athleticism-wise, and you know Popovich knows how to keep those guys in and out and bring them when to sit them down to keep them together. So,
Duncan, to me, right now in the NBA, Duncan and Paul Pierce have been the two best conditioned players at their age.
Yeah, even though Pierce doesn't look like it, he looks like bad sandwich meat. Like Duncan is noticeable. Like he's lean. He looks slender. It's hard for me to even gauge Paul Pierce. It's just really the way he kind of carries himself. But I know he is in pretty good shape for his age and for the length of time he's been in the NBA. So I'm not making fun of him. It's just some people just don't look it to me. He's like one of them. There's a couple others in the NBA that just quite don't look right. But you know they're in great shape because it requires a person to have a lot of athletic ability to do it, except for people like Charles Barkley, who are just talented and just it doesn't matter, right? Barkley, 300 pounds, 290 pounds, will fly up and down the court and
at
almost
six,
touch the top box
six,
of the backboard. Yeah. Man, why is it? I always think like he's taller than what he is. Like for years, I thought, okay, one time he was 6'8", then one year he was 6'7", then one year he's 6'6", then the next year he's 6'4". It's like, man, I need to get a grip on this. He just looks bigger than what he actually is. We're talking about that was back during his time. He just looked bigger. But it wasn't, you know. And then you look at some people that kind of had that kind of look too. Dennis Rodman was another one. Well-conditioned, built well, looked bigger than what he actually was. He was only 6'8".
Yeah.
But he looked like he'd be defending against center. Because he just looked bigger. Yeah. Dwight Howard is another one. Without shoes, Dwight Howard is what, 6'10"? 6'9 and a half?
No, he's probably he's 6'9", 6'8 without shoes.
Without shoes, but then when you see him on the court, he's long, he's lengthy. He just looks bigger than what he actually is. So, and it's crazy.
Yep.
Physical prowess on that guy. But what other moves do we have that we already discussed? San Antonio Spurs basically making a good press to get into the finals this season coming, and it looks very promising for them. I see them right now. I would see them, and I see Cleveland. And basically, as we saw the wire there, LeBron is not going to be willing to sign until they sign Tristan Davis. I suggest them go ahead and make that a priority. Stop playing. Don't play with this guy. Make it a priority or it'll be back into the shadows, as one would say, within the next season.
Yeah, I think I don't know why they're waiting this long. I mean, you have the money to get the guy whatever he's asking, so, the money's going up each year. You have the money to do it. I don't know why it's taking so long.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. I don't quite get it. Make it happen. Really, they're going to make it happen. They're going to, I guess, try to put up a little, I want to suggest them agitate this guy. If you want to win, if you want to make some, I don't really suggest that you agitate this guy. And, without question, he's going to more than likely sign there, but I think he's making his presence felt by saying, hey, if you don't get this together, or tighten this up, we're gonna have problems.
And
we'll make it work.
I just thought of something.
What's
that,
man?
Joe Johnson that's in considerable trade talks right now. Here's a possibility of something that might happen. Brandon Haywood, a draft pick. Maybe second round, or they'll possibly do a first round. Whatever round of draft pick Cleveland has with Brandon Haywood and J.R. Smith for Joe Johnson.
Man. Going to Cleveland.
Yeah. Johnson going to Cleveland for J.R. Smith, Brandon Haywood, and a draft pick.
that if they do that, you can yeah, they're going. Without doubt or without question, they're definitely going. Because it didn't tell you I get Joe Johnson for J.R. Smith straight up. Let's just look at that. It's not even close.
Yeah,
not even
they
close.
Can do that. Yeah,
that guy comes on there. That would hurt. Like, there's nobody in the Eastern Conference that could compete with that. I mean, Chicago's done, Miami's done, Indiana's done. There's nobody to compete with the Cavaliers outside of possibly what Atlanta. I don't think Toronto. Toronto just lost somebody.
Yeah, Toronto. They lost Vasquez, their shooter. He's gone. Amari Johnson. The Celtics picked him up. So. There goes their energetic big man. And Lewis Williams, their backup point guard. Who I think, did he? No, he didn't make the All-Star. I think he made All-Star 1 year. I think he did. But he is an All-Star caliber point guard. It's a point guard-driven league now, so it would be tough for him to make it. But there you go. Key players gone. All three of those players, all of them gone. All you get back for it is Damari Carroll signing with them.
Yeah. In other words, it doesn't look good, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. Man, Carroll looked good for when he played for the Hawks. I don't know. But, I'm watching.
Yeah,
Okafor looks pretty good. I've seen the sub. I didn't even know I had this channel on. It's NBA Pass here. I got a 76ers and Spurs, yeah. Speaking of which, man, I got to start counseling some stuff here. This payment here is not going to be pretty.
Yeah, he does. He looks good, but you can tell he's not he's a depressed guy right now.
And this is just summer league. This is not even the real thing. You know,
yeah.
This is. But, you know, he get his feet wet, get it going, get it pumped up. He said, 12 points? 6 for 14, that's a little bit under 50%. He needs to tighten that up. But not bad for a full Sherman. I think he's going to probably end up around 20 points at this pace. Dang, 43 to 42, and it's like, how long are the quarters in this?
I think it's
regulation.
Are they
like NBA quarters? Good Lord. Like, this is awful. Looking at the score. Gee.
Hey man, these are not the top notches that we see during the season. These are guys that are trying to fill a roster spot.
Let me explain something to you, Lou. We definitely
you're not gonna see that
better than this.
No you won't.
I ain't talking about now. I'm talking about in heyday. These guys are in their prime here. We're past ours, but, you know. guys, hey, you know, you laugh, but you think about this. Out of all the people we know, some of our friends went and played professional. Supposed to be basketball, football. Some of the guys that we were bothered with went and made it to the NBA. Who? Marquise Daniels? Who else?
He didn't laugh long.
He didn't laugh long, but he made it. And not to mention football, Haynes, Chris Johnson, a lot of these guys.
Of course. It's the South. It's a football state.
But, it was some basketball guys, too. I made it to university. And it's like, I know, I watch them, and I don't know, man. I know it's tough. I'm not saying that it's easy, but good Lord. You're wide open, man. Do something. Like I said, the little Okafor looks pretty solid, though. You know, we'll see. But anyway, back to the talk here and the topic. Much success to go here. Much to go around. And, of course, we did talk about the Spurs. We talked about Joe Johnson being a possibility. Indiana's done. I don't think they're going to recover from anything. They just lost too much. And all you got is Paul George coming back, which he should be somewhat decent. He looked good last season towards the end of the season. But, man, you have no big man. And you have no leadership.
Yeah.
So that's going to result in more losses. It's like they set up Vocal to just get put out of there. So, you know, it doesn't look good for them. I see it's really just Cleveland's for the taking. It's just that's what it is. I mean, they pretty much re-signed everybody except for Dellavedova and Tristan Thompson, and they're gonna sell. They're gonna go ahead and sign Thompson, and they're gonna base that practically because LeBron said if you don't sign him, I'm not gonna sign. And wow, that says what you need to know, right?
Yeah. Yep. So they better hurry up and do their due diligence. Get this thing
or
done.
Or it'll be. Yeah, you drag that out. It's not going to be pretty one. Isn't the Spurs female coach? Isn't she the one running the summer league team? She's coaching them, right?
Becky Hammond. She's coaching. Yeah. One of their other assistant coaches is coaching during Houston. Not Houston, during the summer league in Utah, and then after the summer league in Utah is over, when they go to Vegas, she's going to be coaching their time in Vegas.
You know, some things you can make it in life. I don't know about others. I don't think it'd be hard for me. It's just like I don't see how these people would do it with these reporters. You know what I mean?
What happened?
Yeah, you know, like some of them just really kind of. It's hard to focus, man. You already know what's going down. You just don't know with who, right? Like when they get on the mainstream stage, you know, we could say, okay, they probably, you know, they've worked long enough to not have to do anything. But, you know, when they're on the local, if they're coming up, and, mm-hmm. like, you see some of them, like, they're Sage still. Listen. Okay. I tell you what, I'm not going to make it. But see, now she's with us. I mean, like when she was younger, I'm a star, and I get an interview with that. Going to back and getting an exclusive. So there were a few things off the record, but that's just, you know. It's always like that. What's that?
You know, while we're on the subject of the Spurs coach Becky Hammond coaching summer league, Popovich is now. Is going to continue coaching out for the rest of his contract, and that's to the end of 2019. So he'll probably most likely retire after that. Do you think that actually get an opportunity to be the head coach after he leaves, or is it going to be given to one of the other assistant coaches on the staff first?
I think it's going to get to one of the other staffs, but she won't be far behind. I think eventually it's going to happen. I think with basketball, let me tell you, even this is the thing, bro, and I got to give women props on this. It's like when it comes to intellectual things and reasoning, sometimes they have a certain skill set and mindset to see things different in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? Like when they can really, you know, look at things and be a tad bit more eccentric and it'll work more just because they have a viewpoint of something that men don't tend to usually use. And I give them props on it. If they can, you know, like, you know, Pat Summitt, could she be on somebody's assistant team and be successful? And possibly have an opportunity and be successful. I think so.
Yeah.
I can't lie. You know, you don't become that successful in anything if you're not worth something. So, you know, when men and women, I know the women's game is slightly different, but the same fundamentals are going to apply. So it's like, what do you do with talent? How do you coach? And, you know, that's why I always said, Lou, I would really take a chance on somebody. And it would be that guy for UConn, that Gino Auriemma. Listen, if I had an NBA team, I'm trying to get him. He's something about him is really special because you don't dominate for that long in anything if you're not any good. And it's like I would give him an opportunity. I don't care if it's women. It's like it's still basketball, and I feel he knows it well enough to where he'll be able to, you know, bring some wins. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Yeah,
agreed. you know, it's just always just like who's going to be willing to take the opportunity, because as you know with basketball, that's how it always is, right? There's always has to be somebody has to set the trend for everybody else to, you know, do it.
Bro, it's just,
it looks like Rondo managed to get an extra $500,000 out of that contract. You said that with the Kings? 1 year for $10 million?
That wasn't the original agreement?
I thought it was 9.5 before.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn it was. I might have, you know, I probably didn't see it right. It might have been 10, and I thought it was 9.5. But
Either way, he'll be gone after the season.
Yeah, he's done it to himself. Like you think about it, man. He costs himself at least $30 to $40 million. You could have justified giving him if he would have just balled out, been a teammate, did what he had to do, you know, be a leader. He could have at least got $50 million over like 4 years. Right? I mean, you could justify giving him $12 million a year, or even 13 for that matter.
Yeah.
But he cost himself.
Now
he's 1 year, $10
million. Now all the Kings are going to be watching is a year of him and Cousins fighting.
That's going to be ugly, man. Not only him and Cousins, but then also George Karl, too. It's
oh,
a
man.
Bad
poor
pot,
George.
Man. Yeah.
It's unfair to George.
They always tell you, man, like, you know, they're never ever honest enough front about the outcome of things. Like, what should you be more privy to, or who should you get the benefit of the doubt? And it's like, come on, man, with a resume like his, I don't care if Cousins is the best big man. As I look at it, you can be the best big man, but you don't have nothing to show or demonstrate that you're championship material, even playoff material. You understand what I'm saying? You're great, but your attitude is not. And I look at Carl, he's done it on multiple points. He just hasn't won the big game, but he's gotten there several times. And everywhere he goes, he wins. So, you know, he goes to Milwaukee, he wins. He goes to Seattle, he wins. He goes to Denver and wins. Everywhere that guy goes, the team gets better every time, everywhere he goes, it gets better. So it's like, come on, man, you know, when are we going to put some of these things in perspective and give it the true respect that it deserves?
Not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not. We don't live in that age anymore. I think that's the problem. I think it's done. You know, we don't live in that age where your greatness is determined by your skill set and by what you do on the court or the football field. It's like, who talks the loudest?
It's all in the matter of what the owner thinks.
Yeah.
The analytics crew.
The analytics, man. You know, sometimes... it's one of those things, bro, that, like, it works in combination with talent. You can't have it. See, talent can work without analytics. It's been proven. Analytics cannot work without talent. It just doesn't. You got to have talent. At the end of the day, if my guy is better than your guy, I'm going to win. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
They can lie to themselves about it, but it's the truth. You're not going to win.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You know what also what I could watch, man? I could watch women's tennis. I can't. It's very entertaining.
For the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that too.
That's the real reason why.
I could say like 50% for both sides. Like, see, when I watch women's softball or college softball, yeah, that's all for the wrong reason. Not much, many good reasons other than the wrong reason to watch it. But when I watch tennis, I can watch it for the right reason, too. It's entertaining on both spectrums because, hey, it's the wrong reasons is great, and then now it is entertaining because they're moving, it's fast-paced, and they're scoring, and they're making it happen. See, that's what I'm saying. With any kind of game or any kind of sport where you have people move, going fast and doing what they do, it's like, man. It's crazy. But I got to say this. Somebody like the tennis women that were, like, you know, great back in the day, they don't age too well, but their body does.
It's better.
I mean,
it's better than water.
Well, I'm just saying, listen, like, you know, below the neck, everything looks good. Above it,
oh,
I don't know, man. Some of this,
yep.
It doesn't go too well.
I hear them.
Then,
I hear them.
Okay.
They're the helicopters. They're coming for you.
Yeah, don't tell the truth, he's saying. Lie to the public. Don't tell the truth. You want me to lie?
No, I don't want you to lie, but I'm just letting you know. We're not
yeah,
in full
know.
Control here.
You know what? It's not. I didn't make the sport, and I don't broadcast. I'm just saying. Who told them to wear this stuff anyway? It's not my fault. Nobody told them to go out there and wear this stuff. What did they think was going to happen?
Oh, boy.
Lord. Just trying to live.
Okay.
Trying to do. I'm trying to live. Well, and what we was talking about, like, with certain players, like you said, was it Okafor, that there's just a song with Nas, and Nas has this intro with him and his ex-wife, and that he was reliving his past, and his wife was like, man, what are you doing? Let's go. I basically called him, like, you should be mature enough to not even get involved with this, and it was like, you know, let me have my moment. So he gave this little half-heartedly laugh.
Oh, man.
It's really one of the most demented situations you could look up. But it was great. And I remember you were saying, like, you know, I always said, and I want to bring it up now, it's like, there's certain players, like, when you see when they get on the court, there's a certain theme music that comes on. Like, you know, when Tom Brady comes on, you know it's going to be like some hero music or some great opera music. Or hero music. It's just going to be a good feeling. But some people, like Roy Hibbert, like when he comes on, it's like I can't help
Doink clown.
But think, yeah, you know, just the beginning part, not the end part. That little whistle.
Well, yeah, Doink had two versions. When he was the good guy, they just play that the little circus part of it, but when he was the heel, that's when you hear the little sinister music after it.
Yeah, see, the sinister music makes it serious and good, so I would never give it that one, but I would definitely give it that whole Jack in the Box kind of situation. It's like certain theme music comes on. Like if you're playing and you're a basketball player, then you have, say, you know, what's one of them boy bands? You know, what was it, NSYNC or something, they come on. Oh, what's the other one? Is it NSYNC?
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, you know, if you're a basketball player or football player and then your theme music is Backstreet Boys, it's like, you're going to probably cry yourself to sleep. You're not even going to spend time. Like, who did this to me? This is what you do. You try to fight the sound guy. That was what happened. But some people, that's what happens. You know, that's the bad thing. For other people, you know, maybe Jay-Z, maybe some Nas comes on, or even some Lil Jon, you know what I mean? You get crumpled in it, and then everything goes. Well, but you know, it's the theme. It captures the essence of the theme. But then, you know, when I'm hearing, you know, the Peter Pan theme song come on, you get on the court. And it's Peter Pan and you know, fairy tales and all that coming on. This is not a good situation. And some players give you that kind of feeling. Like, you just know it's just a bad situation. It's whenever they touch, get on the football field, it's not going to be a good one. It's not going to be good. So,
yep.
With a touch on that. Yeah, this is what I'm noticing really about some of these female tennis stars. They, you know, above the head, it's really not that. Everything below that neck. You know.
Hey, JJ Barea.
You got some exceptions.
Dude, the mask.
He went back to the mask?
Yeah, 2 years.
That's going to be pretty good, though. Yeah. But then again, I don't know, man. You signed DeAndre Jordan. Somebody has to give him the ball for him to be effective. I don't trust him. He can't shoot free throws, and he's not going to get the alley-oops he was getting when he was playing in the Clippers. He gave him max dollars. I better see some improvement from what I've been seeing. You know what I mean?
He's going to get alley-oops. Alley-oop is not a hard play to do. Anybody can throw an alley-oop. If you've been playing point guard for so many years, you've thrown alley-oops. They got Devin Harris there. Devin Harris has been throwing alley-oops to Gerald Green when they were in New Jersey. So he's not going to have no problem throwing them to DeAndre.
He's not Chris Paul, though. It's like Chris Paul, in my opinion, makes DeAndre Jordan. I think you got to be Chris Paul for that guy to be successful is what I'm saying. You might not need him to throw alley-oop, but you need that guy to be successful. And I don't think he has that guy to be successful. Watch what I tell you. Don't be surprised about this guy falling off. They're going to be very upset that they gave him $20 million a year. They're going to be very upset because he's not going to be as effective. A lot of his success comes off of what Blake Griffin does and what Chris Paul does because they are so good at their position. He's able to flourish and look better than what he actually is. But it's not going to work for him.
Well, we'll see. Chandler Parsons was pushing so hard to get him there.
we'll see. I don't think you got more confidence in him than I do. I don't have any that much in him. Look, let me tell you something. I see, I'm watching this tennis. This Madison Keys.
Why are you still on the tennis?
Let me tell you something. Like, you know, it looks like, you know, when people put in, like, the false teeth. You know, that's how it looks. But let me tell you, man. Boy.
Joker
teeth. Everything south of that neck, man. And Madison Keys is her name. Good, look at them. Boy. I tell you what, and she's playing Maria Sharapova right now. It was that she's all the way just, of course. You know, she's actually, you know, she's one of the ones that look good and probably play good. I sort of outside of that, the one, what's that one? I think it was Kournikova. Anna Kournikova, that was like she was the model, but she wasn't really as great as she could have been. Her modeling was better than her tennis. But Sharapova is like, she's a total package. She got both.
She's a Tom Brady of tennis.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't think so. I don't think she's on that level yet. I think she's really good. She's more or less like a, who's like a solid player? I mean, pretty fairly good, but not. So I think she'll end up in the Tennis Hall of Fame. Yeah, you know, she probably will. So she's probably more or less like, it's kind of hard for me to really, maybe the Warm Moon or something. I mean, Warm Moon is Hall of Fame, right? She's not going to be Dan Marino.
Yeah.
She's not Tom Brady. That's not, she's not, but Serena Williams is that, you know what I mean? Sharapova is more or less like, okay, maybe Aaron Rodgers. That's probably better, Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to say Drew
really
Brees.
Really great talent. Yeah, Drew Brees. I'm going to see Drew Brees. I think he's a little bit better too. But and football, Drew Brees, as far as like yardage and everything, it's like nobody's better than him. Throwing like yards and yards per and, you know what I mean? Over the past like 5 to 10 years, his stats, like as far as passing yardage and touchdowns, and he's like elite. Sharapova, she's elite. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe that's a good one. Drew Brees, or even Aaron Rodgers, for that matter. Tom Brady's more or less. But see, on a talent level, I gotta say it's not that. Yeah. And you know what it is too, is that Sharapova really is like really tall and thin, but she's really pretty. And this Madison Keys, man, she's not pretty, but man, good Lord, the legs on her, like she, I don't know, man, it's scary pretty. Like she has this walk and it's like, it works. Well, I mean, yeah, man, but I don't know what's really going on in the NFL. I think the only thing that's been big, somewhat all right news is JPP at the New York Giants basically might get his franchise tag rescinded. I know they was talking about that, but and look, NFL is always going to get the best opportunities, right? You know, they're always going to get the plus. Like, they're not going to have to sign you. Don't want to. They're not going to give you guaranteed money. They'll give you whatever, you know, they feel like it. So.
Yeah. It'll be real smart work by those guys.
Yeah. Hey, man, them owners, man. They got the best commissioner. Look, when it comes to the business side of things, there's nobody better than the NFL. And the owners, they make all kinds of money. You really don't have to part with much of it compared to what they're getting, right? I mean, look, the league minimum, I think the veteran minimum in the NFL, it's like, what, $750,000? That's the veteran minimum. And, like, as a just a person coming on, the minimum would be, what, $350,000 or $400,000? And you think about it, they're making billions of dollars. And you only got a 53-man roster. You do the math, right?
Yeah.
Your salary cap is not even going to be $100 million, but you're up here making close to billions of dollars. $900 million more exits. They're probably walking away in hand maybe around $600 million. That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
It is, bro. Man. I tell you what, that's why. You know, we'll see how this thing works out. You know, Adrian Peterson trying to make his case after he done messed up. Really doesn't hold much weight in water. Des Bryant really has a good case because he's been doing, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say about Adrian Peterson, I don't really give a damn about him anymore. Screw Adrian Peterson.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to say, you know why I'm saying it? You know why I'm saying it? He videotaped himself at his house, you know, on his phone, recording stuff or whatever, riding around on that same thing that J.R. Smith was riding around on.
You know, see, but...
And he almost ended his career while he was recording.
So, you see why people don't have much sense. And the difference between J.R. Smith and Adrian Peterson is the fact that Peterson still is the best at his position in the NFL. There's no, he shows up. That's one thing I could honestly say when it comes to him producing at the level that he produces, he's way, 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 way better. They're not even close, right? But J.R. Smith, it's like he shows up when he wants to show up. And, you know, sometimes it looks good, but then most times it just looks pretty hideous. So I don't know. And you know what? I like these DirecTV commercials, the one with the horses and the model.
Oh, God.
You know that's Tom. You know,
that's Tom Brady's girl, I think.
No, Tom Brady's girl is Giselle.
No, not DC. Tom. It's somebody. Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter. That's who it is.
Oh, well, Jeter always wins, doesn't he? Like, you know what I find out? She's like, that woman, she's like from like the the Virgin Islands, man, and she's like a white woman. That's like, how does that work? This guy, he doesn't get him one from California. He gets one from the Virgin Islands. It's like, that's crazy. But then again, he's Derek Jeter. So,
Lou,
take
champion.
Us off with our last topic. He is. In more ways than one, he is.
Oh, man. You know, I don't even know what to follow with that.
Yeah, me either. I think I would like to just marinate on that. Think, like, man,
yeah.
I really wish this was me.
This is one I keep forgetting to bring this up. But I forgot the name of the school, but the college, there's the college school. I can't remember what school it was, but they lost their football program, but now they got the program back.
Oh, UAB. Yeah.
Yeah.
UAB.
Yeah, so they got their football program back. Yeah.
Oh, bro, where was it going? When you really think about it, college football right now, the it's really the advertising and the demand for it. It's such a high demand for it. It's like you can get smaller Division I, Division II borderline schools that struggle paying for great facilities and have to shut down. Somebody's going to come up with that money because you get that primetime slot. And now that'll be one of the biggest stories next year. So the money they're going to make from football, it's like, come on, man. You know, eventually it's going to turn into something. It's Alabama Birmingham, which means if Tuscaloosa don't get you, you can go right down the street. So, and for that, that's the Crimson Tide. You know, Nick Saban don't get you, somebody else will. But with that said,
yeah.
I guess we'll go ahead and catch these guys on Thursday. 8 o'clock was wonderful, man. Hey, Lou, you're the man. And, of course, the show is what it is. Tune in Thursday. We'll catch you. Leave you with beautiful music. Say peace.
Feel it.